5. Observe from the beginning how many factors he lays out that differentiate and highlight the superiority, not hostility or contradiction, of the new covenant compared to the old one. That, he says, is a scripture, a stone, and a service of death that has been dismissed, and yet the Jews were not even granted the glory of this or the glory of this. This table consists of flesh, spirit, righteousness, and persists, and it is granted to all of us, not to just one, as to Moses of the lesser then, 2 Cor 3.18, verse 18. For, he says, we all reflect the glory of the Lord, not that of Moses, with an unveiled face acting as a mirror. But since some argue that the phrase, when one shall turn to the Lord, refers to the Son against what is generally accepted, let's study the point more closely after first explaining why they believe this holds. What then is this? It is like, says one, as it is stated, God is a spirit. John 4:24. So here too the Lord is a spirit. But he didn't say the Lord is a spirit, but the Spirit is the Lord. And there's a significant distinction between this construction and that. When he wishes to speak in the way you suggest, he doesn't attach the article to the predicate. Furthermore, let's go back to all his dialogue from the beginning. Who was he talking about? For instance, when he said, the script kills, but the Spirit gives life. 2 Cor 3.6, verse 6. And again, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. 2 Cor 3.3, verse 3. Was he discussing God or the Spirit? It's quite clear that it was about the Spirit, because he was calling people from the script to it. To correct such a suspicion, should anyone, upon hearing of the Spirit, then consider that Moses turned to the Lord, but he himself turned to the Spirit and felt inferior, he says,